A group of New England senators is calling on the U.S. government to speed up an analysis of Canada's efforts to protect the endangered North American right whale and to consider trade action if Canada's rules do not prove as strong as in the U.S. As Fred Bever reports, the issue is raising anxiety in the industry on both sides of the border.
The right whale's numbers have dropped to only 450 following an unprecedented spate of dead whales found in Canada's Gulf of St. Lawrence last year. The senators say U.S. fishermen have made big sacrifices to reduce impacts on the whales. Now they're calling on the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to investigate whether fishermen in Canada are being held to similar standards. And if not, they say, then NOAA should consider barring the import of Canadian seafood from the relevant fisheries.
You know, it's really a double-edged sword.
Patrice McCarron is executive director of the Maine Lobstermen's Association. She says Maine's lobster harvesters do not relish the prospect of a trade dispute with their neighbors to the north.
That is a very big hammer to use. But given the fact that we have, you know, media report after media report threatening that this whale species can go extinct and our fishery potentially could be shut down because of that, I think it does rise to the level that we have to have all options on the table.
McCarron acknowledges that the two countries' fisheries are interdependent. Because the Canadian lobster harvest is strongest in winter and the U.S. harvest is strongest in summer, together they keep the world supplied with American lobster year-round, and they keep cross-border market infrastructures humming. And that's why the Maine Lobster Dealers Association is opposing the senator's approach.
There is a very complicated and intricate supply chain that happens beyond the boat and beyond the dock.
Annie Salikas is executive director of the Dealers Association. She says the industry depends on consistent supply and on smooth avenues for trade.
In the absence of both of those things, it's very difficult for lobster businesses to maintain their markets and their customer base. And so the ripple effect of an issue like this would be massive for lobster companies in Maine.
Most right whale deaths are attributed to entanglements with fishing ropes and buoys or ship strikes. Since 12 whales turned up dead in the Gulf of St. Lawrence last year, Canadian fishery regulators have taken action, including new gear requirements for New Brunswick's growing snow crab fishery and moving its season around in an effort to get rope out of the water before the whales might show up. In the letter, its author, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, applauds Canada's actions, but he also says he's concerned it's not enough. And in Canada, the prospect of a shutout from American markets has rattled government officials.
The closure of access to that market would be the biggest single devastating thing that could happen to the Canadian fish and seafood industry.
Canadian Federal Fisheries Minister Dominic LeBlanc recently told crab fishermen that the stakes require the most protective conservation action possible. And he noted that U.S. regulators are responding dynamically to the whales' movements here, actions Canada will need to follow up on.
Because there were upwards of 90 right whales that were spotted off the coast of Massachusetts, the Americans decided to delay the opening of a lobster season. Those right whales, make no mistake about it, are heading north.
The letter was co-signed by senators from New Hampshire, Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey. Maine's Senate delegation was notably absent from the signature list. In a statement to Maine Public Radio, Senators Angus King and Susan Collins say if Canada's regulations can't be made more rigorous, they would support the acceleration of an investigation into those regulations, but they stop short of supporting potential trade action. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.